You all should have received update 1033. Here a fire truck just goes by. I wonder what's going on. But 1033, and of course in this update, there's an editorial written by Mr. René Messier from Canada, and they have some heat wave over there as well. He's pointing out that there are different concepts regarding who is qualified to rule in the future, and he first talks about men in his present stage and state, totally unqualified. He's talking about angels, but they are not really qualified either, because we have seen that angels have sinned under Lucifer's direction. Of course, Lucifer became Satan, angels became demons. So the only one who cannot sin is God and the God family. And that is why God has decided to reproduce himself, as we used to say, correctly and rightly so, and to reproduce himself through man. And so it is your and my potential to become God beings in the God family, and as such, we will be unable to sin, because we will be unwilling to sin, and we will have perfect character. Of course, that presupposes the concept that we are going to qualify to become part of the God family. I'm going to skip for a moment the current events and want to jump right into the Q&A, which was written by Mr. Paul Niehoff in Australia. And he is talking about the sons of the prophets. The sons of the prophets are mentioned several times in the Old Testament in particular, and he is looking at all those scriptures and pointing out who they were and what meaning it has also for us today insofar as what their job was. So please, if you haven't already done so, read that very interesting and revealing article. In the work section, we are talking about the fact that we have posted the sermonette and the sermon for this year, for this week in Germany, and the sermonette from last week, and also the sermonette and the sermon which were given here last week. We also have now sent our newest German booklet on, in English, the meaning of God's fall holy days to the printer over there, which is being printed and has already been posted on the German website. Now that gets me now into the current events, and I am intending to speak quite a bit about some of the things which we have published in the update and some of the things which will be published, but they came after the update was already released. And by the way, if you have not received your update, or if you would like to have an automatic sending it to you each week, you only have to subscribe to it, and we'll be happy to send it to you via email. You always should be getting it then Thursday night or Friday morning. In our current events section, we talk about the fact that it appears like that Fox News is trying to ban, ignore Mr. Trump. And for several weeks now, nobody has actually had him on, whereas Newsmax is regularly broadcasting live his rallies. The last one was last night. So the question is, why is it happening? And it appears like that Fox News, under the new leadership, is becoming more and more, or wanting to become more and more like CNN. At least that's what some have suggested. But if, of course, Mr. Trump is coming back to power, then things may change, and his friends who have become indifferent may become his friends again, so we will see. It all shows the incredible hypocrisy which we are encountering when it comes to politics and political issues. The one article I like to really emphasize right now is the statement by Hungarian Prime Minister regarding races. And he made the very appropriate comment that there are races, and he got, within the human family that is, and he got, of course, absolutely blasted for this, and some ridiculous comments were made that, oh, this shouldn't be mentioned at all, you don't want to talk about races because that's divisive, and so on. Of course, we do have to say that, on the one hand, to describe all human beings as belonging to the human race is correct, you understand that. However, to say that there are no human races is ludicrous. The Bible speaks of three human races, black, yellow, and white. And of course, then there are obviously mixtures among those. And to equate this biblical understanding with racism, as many have done, is ridiculous, it's ignorant, and it's of course deeply offensive. And we go into this at great length in our free booklet on God's teachings on sexual relationships. I mean, if you have any doubt about that there are human races, then you should read that, because the Bible makes this very clear. I'd like to talk about COVID. I haven't talked about COVID that much recently because we think we know it all, but we don't. WND had an interesting article about brand new conditions which people have experienced after COVID shots. And you might want to read this. He makes the following comment at the end of this article, saying, "To get or not to get vaccinated is an individual decision, and based on individual circumstances, a person may have no reasonable choice other than getting vaccinated. In such case, the person and his or her loved ones should pray to God that he will protect the person and not allow him or her to get sick with serious side effects from the COVID shots. To ignore the possibility is just very ignorant. Of course, even when we prohibited more or less vaccinations in the church, we always allowed for exceptions, like ministers would have to go to Africa, do the work there, they had to be vaccinated. So, but it's an individual choice. I want to make this point very clear. But it is important that we pray to God, that we have the faith in God, that he will help. Because there are definitely very dangerous side effects, and not just side effects when it comes to COVID. We have an article in here about Dr. Fauci's misinformation. And we talk about the fact that Fauci and Biden also insisted, amongst the other things which we are pointing out in the article, that you cannot get sick if you are fully vaccinated. But both got sick, even though they were fully vaccinated. Biden even got sick twice. Fauci's co-worker, Dr. Birx, even admitted that they knew that the vaccines did not prevent infection. Fauci also downplayed natural immunity in his push to get vaccinated, even though he should and might have known better. And while he is now once again pushing for the wearing of masks, he said there is no reason to be walking around with a mask in the middle of an outbreak. He said that earlier, while admitting that the wearing of masks could have negative consequences in some cases. It should be clear, we say, that Fauci's declarations and his judgment cannot be trusted. But it goes further than that. In the next update, we will have some additional articles and comments. And we say, these are our comments when it comes to one of the articles. Fauci has become somewhat of a mentor for other, quote-unquote, health experts with disastrous consequences. And so we published an article about the situation in Germany. And of course, we also have something in our update about that, that they come up now with new and additional restrictions. But this is what we say as one of our comments. Dr. Lauterbach, who is the German health minister, he came down with COVID, like Fauci had come down with COVID, like Biden has come down with COVID. They all were fully vaccinated, had all the booster shots. So Lauterbach now has COVID. And we say he doesn't have to seem to have much confidence in those vaccines, as he is now taking the corona pill Paxlovid to avoid complications, even though his symptoms are allegedly, quote-unquote, mild. So did Biden. After he came down with COVID the first time in July, subsequently he came down with it again, and as of yesterday, he had COVID for 7 consecutive days. Now they say that as of today, he is tested negative. We are being told that his symptoms were mild as well, if you want to believe that. We were told the same thing when Fauci was diagnosed with COVID, but the symptoms did not turn out to be mild at all in his case. Now, the interesting thing is that German doctors warn against Paxlovid. According to a German paper of today, The medication causes side effects such as high blood pressure, diarrhea, muscle pain, and whatever other side effects there may be we don't even know of. And it should only be taken, according to the doctor's advice over there in Germany, after diligent medical consideration and consultation. The article also points out that it is unknown why Corona returns after taking Paxlovid. So that's the status of COVID and the medications and the extra pills which people are taking now. And it looks like after they get all of that, they come down with COVID. Now, I found this article by Bild Online regarding Mr. Lauterbach in Germany, whom I call the alter ego of Fauci. I found this commentary quite interesting. This is what it says. Germany is back in the corona crisis, but not because of the virus, but because of the rules. The threatening rule chaos is homemade. While other countries like Switzerland, Austria, France rely on freedom instead of measures, Health Minister Lauterbach and Justice Minister Buschmann are sending Germany back to arbitrary rule. Masks are compulsory in schools, even though children almost never get sick. Vaccinations every 3 months to avoid wearing an FFP2 mask in the restaurant. It has nothing to do with health protection. Karl Lauterbach calls this the incentive for vaccination, but that is nothing more than vaccination pressure. Many people who have supported all corona measures in the past will say that is enough. We'll have to see whether that in fact is what the Germans are saying, because I'm afraid that may not be what Germans are saying, because Germans unfortunately have a completely wrong concept when it comes to quote-unquote obedience. By the way, I just taped the first opening night message for here, for the feast, and I'll talk a little bit about what it means to be obedient to and not obedient to the government. We also talked about, already in this update, the fact that bin Laden's successor was killed in Afghanistan, and frankly, that this is due to the whole situation in Afghanistan is due to a colossal, monumental failure by Biden, as an article by Piers Morgan so aptly points out. We have a standing watch on that issue titled, Could There Be Another 9/11? It's not 7/11, it's 9/11. And here's a summary. While the free world has celebrated the assassination of Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri in Afghanistan, the frightening prospect of a repeat of 9/11 has been raised in the press, and it was stated that President Biden, due to his disastrous and appalling abandonment of Afghanistan and his monumental failure, has now exposed the United States to a potential whole new world of pain and bloodshed at the hands of the very same terrorists who brought down the Twin Towers in 2001. Why is this so, and is a repeat of 9/11 possible, likely, or even inevitable? What does the Bible say? Do you know what the Bible says about this? Do you know some of the scriptures which strongly hint at attacks very similar to 9/11 here on American soil? And then we're talking about Pelosi's trip to Taiwan and her departure from Taiwan, and of course, the aftermath. We say in our Q&As, or rather in our commentaries, that the situation involving China and Taiwan seems to mirror the situation regarding Russia and Ukraine. The United States has made no commitment to send troops to Taiwan in case of a Chinese occupation, but it has said it would send weapons to Taiwan to defend themselves, exactly what has been happening with Ukraine. And even though the press overall is saying that Ukraine is winning the war, it appears like that Russia is winning the war. And ultimately, we know that there's going to be a collaboration, a unification, if you please, between Russia and Ukraine. We know that because the Bible tells us so. And it's also interesting what we point out in our update that it is the goal of Russia to dissolve Ukraine. They want to bring Ukraine back into the mother Russia's fold. And of course, the unification between Russia and Ukraine, who are the modern Medes, is indeed prophesied. But I'd like to talk a little bit about China now, because we haven't seen, I would say, even the beginning of what we can expect from the situation right there, because we know, don't we, that China absolutely wants to occupy, take over Taiwan. It's only a matter of time, like Russia was waiting for an opportunity to take over Ukraine. That was only a matter of time. So it's going to happen. I believe it's going to happen. Only question is when. And the question is what the West is going to do about it. Now again, Bild Online wrote this following article about Snickers. You heard about Snickers, not sneakers, Snickers. It says, one of the most successful chocolate bars collapses in front of the Chinese dictatorship. The U.S. candy company Mars Wrigley, including Snickers and Twix, apologized on Friday for a Snickers ad in which Chinese social media users said that Taiwan was a country. Unbelievable and inedible. The American bar giant posted an apology on its account and said the relevant content had been changed. The former Snickers slogan, "When you get hungry," would have to be rephrased, "When you get cowardly." Now, actually, the slogan has been, "You're not you when you're hungry." And so it would have to be changed to, "You're not you when you're a coward." Now, that's just a side development, I suppose, when it comes to China and the West and Taiwan, but things are blowing over in a much more difficult and dangerous way. The Sun wrote on August 6, China boasted it has rehearsed sinking U.S. aircraft carriers using hypersonic missiles as part of a massive war games amid simmering tensions over Taiwan. Warships, warplanes, and missiles have all been moved towards the island for the massive Chinese war games, which in effect blockaded Taiwan. The foreign ships being referred to is clearly a barb at the U.S., with aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan and her strike group just days ago operating in the Philippine Sea. Chinese state media described the ship as retreating as she started to sail back towards its home port in Japan. Now, the Sun also wrote on August 5 that there are commentaries and experts to the effect that it is believed now that Beijing is also to fight the United States if it is to fulfill its goal of invading Taiwan and reuniting, quote unquote, with the mainland. And the most likely way such a conflict would play out is with a Pearl Harbor-style attack on U.S. forces in the region. It would be designed to try and knock out U.S. forces so they could not react to stop China gaining a foothold in Taiwan. It goes on to say that commentators believed, they warned that by the time the U.S. was ready to fight, the war might effectively be over. The massive assault would then be followed by cyber attacks and anti-satellite operations to try sow chaos and stop any effective response by Taiwan and the United States. Now, Taiwan is feared to be a major flashpoint between Washington and Beijing, with a potentially invasion, potentially forcing the United States to either abandon the island or face full-scale war with China. Now we know what the answer is. America is not going to have a full-scale war with China. They're going to retreat. They're going to retreat. Now let me just say this. We have for many years very clearly stated, Mr. Armstrong has written articles about that, that there is no indication in the Bible that Russia will attack the United States prior to Christ's return. The same is true, I believe, for China. There is no indication that China will attack the United States on American soil before Christ returns. There's not going to be a full-fledged nuclear war between Russia and China on the one hand and the United States on the other. That doesn't rule out the possibility, however, that what I have just explained and described could happen, that the Chinese will attack the United States where they are over there, in the Far East and Far Eastern regions. That is entirely a possibility. But the whole thing gets a lot more complicated. The Washington Post wrote, even as tensions bubble between the United States and China over Pelosi's trip, Biden is striving to keep Beijing from aiding Russia in its scorched earth war against Ukraine. Because now we are seeing China and Russia getting together in their fight because they have the same interests. Russia wants to take Ukraine, China wants to take Taiwan. And the West and United States are there watching, pretty much, not doing anything. What can they do? Now, Deutsche Welle wrote on August 5, German foreign policy faces a dilemma. China is Germany's most important trading partner. If Berlin took a clear stand against Chinese efforts to retake Taiwan, this could risk serious conflict. Even if there is no military confrontation, the Europeans and especially Germans will be the ones to suffer from the decoupling from the Chinese economy that Washington is now pushing. Then it goes on to say, and this is what some commentaries in Germany are saying now, the EU will need greater strategic sovereignty. That would include a stronger political and military union. Does this ring any bell, perhaps? If we don't succeed in this, we will become collateral damage in a major confrontation between the United States and China. But it doesn't end here. Bild Online wrote on August 5 that further irritations with Beijing are expected from a long-planned visit by the Human Rights Committee of the Bundestag, the German parliament, to Taiwan. This trip should take place between October 22 and 30. Well, by that time, we're pretty much gone again out of Germany, so whatever catastrophe is going to happen then, we can see from a distance. It says that MEPs from all six parliamentary groups in Germany are expected to take part in that trip. Now, you've already seen the reaction when Pelosi went there. What do you think is going to happen when all these Germans go over there to Taiwan? So you see how this can easily boil over. And even though there is nothing prophesied in the Bible to the effect that China and Russia will attack the United States before Christ comes back in a nuclear war scenario, there are prophecies in the Bible that there is going to be nuclear war between Europe under German leadership and China and Russia and other Far Eastern nations. So all of that is heading towards a total, absolute catastrophe. And of course, again, we are here to watch. We are not taking positions. Some say, oh, Pelosi shouldn't have gone. Others say, Pelosi should have gone. I have a personal opinion on that, but that's irrelevant. We are just reporting as to what happened and what the consequences are and how this disastrous situation is going to get worse and worse. So keep watching. We are standing watch. We are trying to report to you what is happening. And we all should see that things are accelerating in a speed and with a speed not heard of until now.